Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Squid Game, Season 1, Episode 6, Gambu is the episode I am going to be spoiling and recapping today. So if you haven't watched the show, highly recommend going to check it out. Obviously, one of the biggest things ever on Netflix, and a great show in general that people should watch just to get the memes, if nothing else. But it's a lot of fun. So I'm going to be spoiling. I spoil every episode, and this one is episode 6. So as we left off, last episode was a lot. It was focused primarily on the cop who tracked down the records room, found out, exposed the organ harvesting thing that was going on. So in this one, as the players are lining up to go and through the colorful corridor of stairways, the MC Usher colorful stairway room, you see all of the workers as well as the doctors strung up. All the people who were involved with the organ harvesting, but not more so with the being unfair, being cheating, giving one of the players hints and heads up to what the games were going to be. And that's the most egregious reason for their deaths, according to the front man, who seems to be very adamant about fairness and a level playing field and whatnot, which... debatable, kind of a weird stance for a guy who's in charge of murder games. But so we see them hung up as they're getting ready. Before they go through the staircase, Gi-hun gives his jacket to the old man, because in the last episode the old man had a migraine issue and ended up peeing his pants at night. So just as a way to cover up and, you know, maintain respect, Gi-hun gives the old man his jacket, as they're lining up, and they go into the room. It's like waiting room area, and they're told what the next game, well, they're not told what the next game is. They're told that the next game is going to be played in pairs. So everybody needs to find a teammate and agree to be each other's teammate. And pair off, which there are only 39 people left, which means one person is going to be left out. There would have been 40, but of course the doctor is no more. And of course, while they're choosing their pairs, you know, you have the husband and wife game players, who it's an easy matchup for them. Sang-woo asks Ali, which they formed a bond over this time, asked Ali to be his partner. You have number 212, Min-yu, who's just the most annoying person on, like, the best acting, I would say, best performance. One of the best. I mean, there's a lot of great performances, don't get me wrong. Gi-hun is an amazing actor. But as far as pulling off being one of the most annoying people, number 212, she is, like, just knows how to get under your skin. Just, like, constantly loud, complaining, either complaining or, like, praising, depending on how it fits her narrative to, like, manipulate the situation around her. So nobody wants to team up with her. She's trying to go with the gangster. She's trying to go with the other guy. She's trying to go with Sing-woo. She's trying to team up with anybody, and nobody wants to team up with her. Gi-hun's going around, doesn't know who exactly to choose, and then he sees the old man just kind of sitting by himself along the wall, and I think he realized that somebody's going to be left out, and they don't know. They assume whoever the one singled out is going to be, probably is going to be eliminated. It seems like that's what the games are, you know, facilitating, this elimination of people. The more people that could get eliminated, the better. So in an effort to keep the old man alive, And because they've bonded so much, Gi-hun and the old man team up. And so they go through the staircase. They see the people hung up. It's also that scene where they're seeing all the people strung up who were a part of the organ harvesting thing, the cheating scandal. The front man who is on the PA systems, it's an apology to the players from the front man, apologizing for allowing there to be any kind of fuckery in the games that's supposed to be this level playing field. So that's an interesting level that, like, there's like this weird morality to the rules of this game where it's like equality's great, but then they also have these secret games where they're intentionally messing with people by not feeding them so that they can kill each other at night. Like, that's seems to be a strange part of this whole fair and equal narrative that they're trying to put on. We also see the cop taking pictures of those documents that he found in the last episode. We don't really see the cop much this episode. This episode is all about the gameplay, game number 4 specifically. As they go into the area, which the area that they're playing the game is now set up to look like pretty much like slums. Like, it's these alleyways that remind both the old man and Gi-hun of the homes that they grew up in and the alleyways that they played in as children. So they're bonding over just how everything looks. And it's really cool. It looks like, you know, it looks like if you were going to do a stage, but like with multiple small, it's a pretty cool looking room, how they have everything set up. So they're in there. They number 212 doesn't, she's the one that gets left out. She didn't team up with anybody, so we don't see her in this episode either. So Sang-woo got with Ali, you got the old man, and the old man gives Gi-hun his jacket because, you know, he's before when they're like choosing names, like he gave him his jacket so that he won't be looked down upon because he doesn't have his own jacket anymore. Like all these like levels of respect and like honor and things like that. So Gi-hun's wearing the number 1 jacket, the old man's jacket throughout this episode also. So they get to this room and they find out over the loudspeaker that they're given bags of marbles. Each one has 10 marbles in it, and they're told that they will be competing against their teammate. And it's at this moment where you realize, oh, and the two girls from the one who defected from North Korea and the other girl that was part of the tug-of-war team, they teamed up as a team as well. So you realize in this moment that, like, all of these teams, who the majority, I would imagine, are comprised of people who have the strongest bond in these games, like, for instance, the husband and wife, or even the more, you know, the bonding that's really shown a lot in this show is not only the bond of Ali and Sang-woo, but also Gi-hun and the old man. So it's like when you find that out, it's so heavy and so, like, such a bummer because, like, half of the people are going to be gone. 19 people are going to be dead by the end of this game. They have 30 minutes to play whatever game they want with the marbles, but they're, you know, there's kind of specific rules, so you can't use violence. You have to, like, they have to be, you know, it has to be a legit game, and you can play marbles however you want, basically gambling, but not, like, when I played marbles as a kid, it was always like, we didn't do a circle thing. It was like we would just play it out in the field, and like you would just try and hit your, like, somebody's, and if you hit their marble, then you got their marble. But then if they hit yours, I don't know. I don't remember how I played it. But they're playing marbles in a lot of different ways, which kind of interesting, I guess, premise for how games can be played, because I'm sure it's common for marbles to be played in a lot of different ways. A little over 4 years ago, I started The Many Faces. It's an ongoing series of abstract ink portraits. Each piece is improvised. Each piece is released daily. Start collecting now. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/TMF. That stands for The Many Faces. And save yourself 25% when you use coupon code RTS. That stands for The Ray Taylor Show, because that's what you're listening to. And I love you. So I want you to save 25% when you use that coupon code. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/TMF and use coupon code RTS to save 25% when you start collecting one of over 1,600 original ink paintings. By myself, I made them. Support me. I love you. Back to the show. Anyway, they have a half hour to play their game. Whoever ends up with all the marbles moves on, and the one that doesn't gets eliminated. So we're seeing very heartfelt moments. We're seeing specifically Se-byuk, the North Korean defector. She's talking with this girl who's like, you know, clearly likes her, you know, as friendly, you know, like they have like a bond, despite the fact how Se-byuk is very standoffish and very guarded, has a lot of walls. Clearly, she's dealt with a lot of things. But you get to see the backstory of this other girl, which I'm completely 240. I'm going to guess 240 is her number. And they share her story. Her story is crazy. Like, obviously, she talks to Se-byuk, and, you know, she find out that it's just her and her brother. Brother's in an orphanage. Her dad didn't make, he got killed on the as they left North Korea. And then her mom got caught and then was sent back to North Korea. So her goal is to, with the money, is to get her mom, get a house, and then, and get, you know, her family back together. Who's left of her family anyway? And then we see number 240, we see her story of how she, like, they're talking about dead bodies and if you'd ever seen a dead body before. And, you know, Se-byuk is telling the story about how there was a plague in North Korea one time. So many people died. They would just pile the dead bodies up and burn them. So she saw, like, family members being burnt alive, being burnt up after they died. So that was her story. And then number 240, hers was like, my mom was the first person I saw dead. And it was my dad standing above her with the knife. And then he was the second person I saw dead as I stood above him with a knife. And he was like a preacher, a priest who would do horrible things to, I think she said she, like, you know, beat her mom or whatever, but always had prayed for forgiveness after doing the horrible things that he would do. And then this was the one time he didn't pray because he knew he would never be forgiven. Kind of a crazy story. So then she was sent to prison or whatever, and she's just messed up. She's like, so detached, great acting, so detached from reality, clearly traumatized from, you know, seeing her dad or her stepdad kill her mom and then her killing, you know, him. So crazy, like, sharing these moments that they, you know, there's no pressure because they know one of them's going to die. What their plan is, the two girls, is to wait until the very end of the time, the 30 minutes, and then just play one game for all the marbles. So that's there. So they're spending this whole time bonding. You got Ali, who doesn't even understand what odd numbers are and even numbers are. So like Sang-woo is kind of giving him a short lesson on just basic numbers. Because they're going to be betting, they like do a thing where it's like you say odd, you put a certain amount of marbles in your hand, and then the other person guesses if it's odd or even. If they guess it right, then the number of marbles that were in, I guess, the guesser's hand is what they were betting with. So Ali ends up winning, doing very well against Sang-woo until Sang-woo is down to his last marble, and then he gets desperate and just really... Like, it really shows how Sang-woo is a very smart dude, right? Despite the fact that he's clearly put on a pedestal by Gi-hoon, like, he's clearly, like, able to think on his feet. Especially, I mean, you got the tug-of-war instance, but then you have this one, which this one is painful. Because you know that him, he doesn't want to lose, obviously. And he will gladly have Ali die so that he can keep going. And, you know, he starts yelling at Ali, complaining, like, accusing him of cheating, which, of course, Ali is, like, the most honest and nice dude in this whole... Like, out of everybody in this Squid Game, like, Ali is seems to be the only person that has actual moral fibers to their being. But like Sang-woo is like, if I die in this game, then my family dies. And then Ali's like, well, I have a family too. So it's, you know, it's, you can't just, there's no, it's like he's trying to devalue Ali's life, so that he can, like, you know, coerce him into letting him lose the marbles to him. But he comes up with like this crazy plan, this crazy narrative. That, like, if, like, his idea is that, like, not everybody's going to be able to finish their games. It's just going to go back and forth, and there's going to be a lot of people at the end of the 30 minutes that are going to still have marbles. It's going to be an undecided games. And he thinks, what he tells Ali, is that after the 30 minutes, whoever's left will then partner up and play against these other teams to eliminate him, which is... just something that Sang-woo made up on the fly, and he's trying to sell this idea to Ali. So his idea is they're like, okay, we're going to split up, and we're going to go, and something about make sure you find somebody that's young or old or whatever. Probably people convince them that they should wait, but only convince the teams that seem to be an easy mark, teams that have old people or young people. But if it's like all the ruse so that he can do this sleight of hand thing to give Ali a bag of rocks, and then he kept the bag of marbles for himself as Ali left. So he didn't even have to be there to see Ali die, where everybody else that's teamed up with the husband and wife, for instance, whoever won that, saw their partner be killed, be shot in the head right in front of him. So he doesn't even have to see Ali get shot. Although there's a few instances where people have their backs turned. So that's kind of, it just further goes to show how vicious Sang-woo can be in these games, and how selfish, and how, you know, just he could be on the surface somebody that wants to be a teammate, but is always putting himself and his survival at number one. He's never, he's just pretending to care about other people in order to manipulate them for his gain. So it's just a further, because Ali is a great character who's now gone because of Sang-woo, who was losing. He had one marble left, and then he convinces Ali to do this thing that was just complete and utter fabrication. Then we have, of course, the old man and Gi-hoon. Old man was not doing well health-wise prior to this, peed his pants the night before, and is now just distracted trying to find his house because this gameplay area looks so familiar to him from his childhood. So instead of playing the game, Gi-hun is like having to track down and like convince this old man that they need to play the game because they're running out of time. And they finally do it, and it's a heartbreaking scene because they're playing and Gi-hun is losing. And it gets to the point where Gi-hun has only a few marbles left, and the old man forgets if he called odd or even, or forgets what Gi-hun said. But either way, he's forgetting things, and Gi-hun is taking advantage of that to cheat, which is interesting because of this game is all about honesty. I mean, it's such a bummer to see this. But it makes sense. I mean, the dude, first off, the old man is sick. Like, let's just take it on. Like, as far as out of the two, who's most likely to succeed between the old man and Gi-hun, my money's on Gi-hun just because who knows what the next games are going to be. Who knows what, like, the health of this old man. How long is he going to live anyway? He's got this brain thing. He pissed his pants the night before. He's losing it. He's losing it. Join Inspired Disorder Plus today. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus to join. Membership includes members-only discounts and deals. You get access to the Ray Taylor Show completely ad-free, as well as bonus episodes. You get access to the complete live painting archive. You also get access to every single podcast ever produced by Inspired Disorder, hosted by Ray Taylor. You get access to Ray Taylor's personal blog, as well as the opportunity to ask me any questions. So if you want to start a podcast, you're into art, ask me anything. And so many more things are being added every day to Inspired Disorder Plus. So sign up today, become a member, head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus and become an Inspired Disorder Plus member today. So Gi-hun, despite the fact that he's like clearly heartbroken that he's knowingly taking advantage of this old man, knowingly killing this old man by cheating. I mean, he knows he's going to survive, but it's like on some levels you can feel justified knowing that it is an old man who's probably not going to be living much longer anyway. I mean, you can justify it. Still messed up. It's still like this tragic scene. This whole episode is tragic. It's just heartbreaking. And then they find Gi-hun thinks he won, thinks he got all the marbles, but it turned out that the old man still had one marble in his pocket, and he shows it, and then he goes off. He's like, I gotta find my house. And he finds his house. So like they're inside. Gi-hun tracks him down inside this like replicated house that reminds the old man of his house when he was a child. And that's where the old man's like, you know, Gi-hun's talking about how unfair, like we have to finish this so we can just end this or whatever. And the old man's like, so you think it's good? Like the old man reveals that he knew Gi-hun was cheating the whole time. He knew that he was taking advantage of the old man. The old man was doing that on purpose to see if Gi-hun would do the thing that he ended up doing in being a dishonest player. Which is another tragic moment because you saw like the pain that Gi-hun had while he was cheating. And then when he finds out that the old man knew the whole time, and then the old man just gives him his last marble, you know, as like a farewell. But he gave him that last shot. He's like, listen, bro, I'll give you, like, we could play. He wants to play for all the marbles. And Gi-hun's like, no, we're not. I'm not betting all of my marbles against your one marble in one game to, like, winner takes all type of thing. And that's when the old man's like, oh, well, you don't want to do this because it's not fair. But then, like, pretending but taking advantage of an old man who's losing his memory, that's okay. Very interesting kind of a moral, kind of being held to a certain moral standard and having that called out in a crazy situation. So Gi-hun wins. He's got all the marbles and walks away. And you know, you see the old man. Well, we don't see it, but you hear the gunshot. We don't see. We see a lot of people get shot in the head, but we never actually see Ali get shot, and we never actually see the old man get shot. But like, just tragic scenes. Even when the girls, Soybuk, they go to play a game where it's like, okay, we'll just throw the marble. Whoever gets closest to the wall wins. That's their game that they're going to play. And Soybuk, she does it. She gets like, you know, little less than a foot away from the wall, and then the other girl, 240, she just drops her marble. She's like, I don't. She has this thing where she's like, you know how like you have these things you want to do with the money when you get out. It's like, I don't really have anything. She doesn't have a family anymore. She's like clearly traumatized from killing her, you know, just everything that happened with her family. So she was like, she was just so thankful that Soybuk played with her, that she got to have like one last moment of friendship in life, like one small bit of joy in her life before she died, which is like so for like a young person to be like that damaged, where it's like just thankful to have had that one last thing, which is similar sentiment in a lot of ways the old man had for Gi-hun. Like, you know, he's the old man was happy that he got to play. And the old man thing with Gi-hun, the reason this episode is called Gambu is when they first got into the room and they're like, oh yeah, this looks like the alleyway that we played in. It's like the old man's like, yeah, me too. And it's like, oh, you know what? We're going to be like each other's Gambu. You know what that was, right? That's the kid in town where like he shared everything. Whatever was his was yours. Like no matter what, he shared everything. And they're like, yeah, we're going to be each other's Gambu. And they pinky promised this Gambu thing. And then they found out that they're playing against each other. So the fact that Gi-hun took advantage of the old man, they had formed this deep kind of childhood bond of this Gambu that was completely broken. But the old man was just, at the end of it, you know, despite kind of showing a reflection of Gi-hun and how Gi-hun is actually playing this game, he was just had so much joy that he got, you know, one last time to hang out with a friend. So it's kind of a very similar sentiment that the girls had, where, you know, one of them was, despite letting the other one win, they were just happy to have had that one last hurrah, one last taste of just friendship before it's over. The gangster obviously is playing with another gangster, and they're stoked. Like, out of all of the teams, it's heartbreaking. All of the teams are playing these games very heavy-hearted because they know that this person that they teamed up with, that they probably trust the most, is now going to die. The gangsters is the complete opposite of emotion. Like, they both want the other one to die so bad. So it's, like, ultra-competitive. The Juk-su, the main gangster dude, he is losing, but then decides to change the game, which is loud. They were playing, you know, the betting game. And then he's like, instead he dug a hole. And he's like, okay, we'll just shoot to see who gets in the hole. Whoever gets a marble in the hole gets all of the marbles that are around that didn't make it in the hole. So it ends up being where he, you know, only had, you know, one marble left. Or he didn't have much left. That, like, that's a way for him to, it's much more, you can swing the numbers pretty wildly. So that ended up being like a competitive game where, of course, Juk-su won and the other gangster tried to run away unsuccessfully, obviously. Because where are you going to go inside the Squid Game? Even when you get out, like even if you got out, like we saw the doctor when he was trying to run away, the whole place is a maze of doors and stairways. It's like, it is not a place where you know where the exit is. Aside from if you know where the tunnels are. But, so, I mean, even that gangster had no, there was no way he was gonna win. Let's see, did I have any other things? So it ends with the old man actually giving Gi-hun his name. Il-nam was his name, which, you know, he's not going to be in the show anymore, but we got to hear his name right before. The young girl, number 240, gave her name too, but I didn't write it down. But she is no longer Ji-young. Ji-young was the girl's name. But she's gone. She is one of them that we actually saw the shots fired. Let's see, anything else that I missed? No. Yeah, that was it. That's where it ends. With the end of game four. This is a brutal episode. A brutal episode. Great moments where we, you know, we're finding backs. I mean, just a brutal episode, man. It's brutal. The stories between the two girls, the bonding, the gambu between Gi-hun and the old man. So tragic. Sang-woo, you know, deceiving Ali, tricking him into winning. It's all he was winning. All he was one marble away from moving on. But Sang-woo, he's vicious. He will, like, he was the most bonded to Ali, but I think he was bonded to him because he knew on some level that he could manipulate and control him if need be. I think it's kind of like a false bond that they had. Or just the type of saying, you know, type of person Sang-woo is. But either way, that was episode 6 of Squid Game, Gambu. It is by far my favorite episode, despite being the most tragic episode. Just so, when he finds out the old man knew the whole time, was just like, like so much of this movie, this episode was like, just like heartbreak after heartbreak. So good, though. So until next week is episode 7, VIPs. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on YouTube and everywhere our podcasts are found. Binge the full week over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. And follow the show on Instagram @Ray Taylor Show. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!